Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Miss the Two Fat Lattes on air? Now's your chance to catch up with another Two Fat Lattes podcast brought to you by Big Mouth Media and Joy 94.9.
Frank, we've got some very exciting news. We just docked with Douglas in Munich.
He's always
up for a docking.
He is. But you know, we didn't have that many SMSs last week.
No.
Because everyone was away for the cup day.
Everyone was getting ready for the horse race.
They were.
And escaping.
So I think a lot of people had the Monday off.
I think a lot of people had it off all weekend.
Yes. And I'd got your SMS all the way from Bali about happy horse race day.
Yes.
But I was working, so I wasn't that happy.
Oh, you poor thing. Mm. Do you work for the government?
I do.
So you work all the time?
Yes.
Do you know that I'm going to ask you, is this likely to happen in your workplace?
What?
There's a study that's been released that suggests that men at work who surf porn at the office are more likely to be promoted into a managerial position than those compared to the men who refrain from such activities.
For what reason?
I think it's that kind of that... good on you, kind of.
It's like a lot of black backslapping.
Except...
what kind of porn?
Yeah, type of jobs, because like it doesn't work for police.
Surprise, surprise.
I don't think it works very well for politicians and policemen. What would hone your skills? Like if you were surfing porn at work.
Yes. I don't know if that would hone your skills.
Maybe your eye for details more acute.
Do you think so?
Well, I've seen a couple of cute ones. No. But it's surprising though. I didn't think that was kind of the done thing.
No, but I would steer away from it at work. Most people
it
would.
It works brilliantly in a mechanic's workshop.
So I'm surprised to hear that if you do it at work, it would gain you a promotion.
Do you, sometimes, have you ever gone to like a mechanic's workshop or a carpenter?
Are they accessing porn?
And they let you into the inner sanctum out the back?
Do they talk about pistons?
No, but if you've, not just at the desk, the front desk, that's just for the everyday person.
Oh, you go
but
right
But sometimes
the back.
They take you into the back.
Right, and what happens there?
And in the back, like you walk over and then like, if you're actually lucky to go to the near the lunchroom, there's always a room near the lunchroom where they've got like lockers and things, and there's always like rudy nudy calendars of girls.
I thought that was inappropriate these days.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I can think of nothing better than a couple of straight guys just letting loose and just enjoying a really rude calendar.
Really?
Oh, it's with a can of beer, of course.
I have to tell you something that happened to me on the weekend.
You fell in love with your butcher.
Yeah, well,
I want someone to tell me that one day. That they went to the butcher and were manhandled.
You just want a Brady Bunch story.
I do.
You want an Alice and Sam story.
I want to go. I want to hear that. I went to the butcher and the butcher laid his hand on me, his big meaty knuckle. Why can't I hear
his
that?
His big meaty knuckle.
Why don't butchers do that more often?
They're all business when you go to the butcher.
I know.
They just want you to get your cut of meat.
I mean,
you're
it
out.
Is kind of nice. I love that sort of professionalism. But they should. They
you
should
look a bit on the side
they need
as
to,
well.
They need to sort of share the knuckles, don't they?
Benny and Frank with you, or we were saying before.
I'm Blarte.
And I'm Flarte.
And producer Paul is Pilate.
I know you got a kick out of
and
that
the young
for some
Jason,
reason.
Young Jason in the studio is Jay Latte, isn't he?
Well,
what about the receptionist, Graham?
Grilate.
Grilate.
I'm sure he'll enjoy
that. He's Lady Gra Gra. Have you seen his meat skirt?
No. He doesn't wear it in the studio.
No. And Frank's story is... What happened to you?
Well, you know, because I got home late and it was the...
Did you go to a Halloween ball? Halloween.
No, I didn't. I just forgot all about it, that it was happening.
Did you carve your pumpkin?
No, I didn't.
Your butternut? No, nothing happened. Not even a butternut?
No.
Not even a teaspoon and a butternut?
I didn't go there. So I was asleep. You know, I went to bed, had my sleep.
Yep.
Got the car out in the morning and decided to back it out.
Oh, nothing better than a back out in the morning.
I opened the roller door.
Yes.
Shut the roller door. And as the roller door was coming down.
Yes.
I got a beautiful big sign on my roller door.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't actually a sign. It was just more of a scrawl.
It wasn't a sign from God.
No.
No.
And I was going, oh, how nice. Black paint on white roller door.
You had a Oh.
So I had someone who decided that they wanted a black spray can for the night.
Oh, yeah.
And they went all the way down the street and across every roller door. They had black spray paint.
Right. Well, see, what your mistake was.
What was that?
Flarte.
What was my mistake?
On the evening of Halloween, you should have got a couple of black candles.
Oh, really?
And evoked a spirit.
Yes.
And surrounded your house in a white light.
Right.
And then, because I do that all the time. On those special occasions. Because if you feel like something's going to happen like that.
Well, I didn't.
What you do is you light a couple of candles, put out a bowl of peanuts.
What, just on the porch?
Maybe Shiva's around. You know, like them. She loves peanuts. She's an elephant, isn't she?
Shiva? Who's Shiva?
The god Shiva with the trunk and the eight hands.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep, I'll go with that.
Anyway, what you do is, anyone will do. Even the god VB will do.
And then, there's a lot of those around.
And what you do is you kind of cast a spell on those little children with spray cans.
And what is that?
That when their finger touches the nozzle of the spray can, their finger's automatically cramped and paralysed forever to stay in that position.
I love that spell.
So then they can never use those fingers again. Or alternatively, if you catch them in the act, you get a nice fence post with a couple of nails in it. Slap them on the palm.
I love that.
Oh, you.
Do you know how much I love that?
The work of a rusty nail never goes astray.
Benny, you wanted to talk about Bali. Well, I actually wanted to ask you.
I had a couple of days off and I thought I'd shoot up to Bali.
You popped over.
I had a pop over. Oh, you know who I bumped into?
Who?
Michael Klim.
Michael Klim in Bali?
Doing a bit of shopping.
In Bali?
Yeah, buying rubbish.
Did he have trinkets and things?
Oh, he had a couple of earrings on. He was trying. No, I don't know.
Trying them on?
No, it was too hot to notice. You know that look?
He kept going.
When people go, oh, look, there's a celebrity. And I said, not me.
Well, we got an email from Rob because Rob
is
writing to us from Indonesia.
He said Selamat Datang.
He did say Selamat Datang. And I thought they did that in Malaysia. But they must do that in Indonesia.
They do it everywhere.
Do they?
They do it everywhere. They gag for it.
Isn't it Bali Bagus?
What's a Bagus?
Bali Bagus, or is that welcome?
Bali Bagus.
B-A-G-U-S. I'm going
to say. Oh, no, that's when you get off the plane and you go through customs. You have to collect your Bagus. Oh, can I just say, you know, Bali is fabulous.
Yes.
But you know what really spoils it?
What?
Australians.
So yourself.
The bogan rubbish that walks around the streets of Bali.
Really?
Oh, mate.
But so,
and you know,
are
what?
You including yourself in that?
Oh, yeah, I was part of the rot as well. But you know, all the beige drag around their beige.
Jets.
They do. No, the beige, the drabs. That's right, sorry. They drag around the drabs. And what, you know, I couldn't think of anything worse than going on a holiday with a bunch of drabs.
Oh, and,
you know,
and the pram they're
not
as well.
They're not into sidewalks.
In Bali.
So imagine a couple of drunk beige trying to negotiate a street with motorcycles and minivans.
And a pram.
And a pram, for God's sake.
Well, you know, you'd have
and
to have
feral dogs with their nipples dragging on the ground. Do you know that look of dog? The type of dog, it just looks at you and licks your lips and you go, dream on, sweetheart.
Oh, my God.
Really feral.
You'd
but
have to be, have your wits about you.
You do. And your credit card. No, but it was fun.
But Rob wrote in and said, I'm writing to you from Indonesia where I am where I am currently living and working after leaving Melbourne for a couple of months.
A couple of months ago.
I just wanted to say how much I look forward to your podcast, downloading it each week as it keeps me highly amused and reminds me of how much I miss Melbourne and listening to you guys, which was very nice of you, Rob.
Pity we didn't get, I didn't get this email before I left for
when
Bali.
When did you actually get
it? We could have actually met up at La Luciola.
What's La Luciola?
Oh, fabulous. I have to take you there, darling. Oh. But we could have had like a lychee lime granita.
We could have
fallen in love.
Met and fallen in love.
And I could have ended up living in the tropics.
I know. Don't you love that?
Oh, I hate people that write late emails.
The Two Fat Lattes. They're good at doing radio.
Not so good at counting.
There's only one Two Fat Latte.
Show.
That's right.
But there is one thing they do know.
You're a fat latte and you're hilarious.
The Two Fat Lattes. Full of them. Oh, whoops. The Two Fat Lattes. Your weekend's just begun.
Yeah, hello.
On Joy.
Mind trouble?
Yeah, I know.
You are listening to The Lattes as usual on a Friday night from 7 to 9. And
your weekend's just begun.
Apparently.
Yes.
And you apparently had a good feed of banana pancakes.
Every day.
I know, you keep telling me by SMS and I'm like, I'm at work.
Do you know how nice banana pancake
is? It's morning. I'm shitty. Oh. And I don't want to hear about your banana pancake
but I had
lying by the pool,
I had
getting a suntan.
There's nothing better than swallowing a whole banana pancake near the pool.
Thanks. Because I really need to know that
because banana,
on a daily basis.
Banana over there tastes so different.
What does it taste like?
Banana.
You're saying the ones here don't?
No, they don't.
Really?
When you taste real...
They're not sun-kissed.
No. There's nothing better than, you know, pulling a banana off the tree.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Why, and you just fried it up?
No, the cook did.
You had a cook?
In the villa.
In the villa? You had a villa?
Yes. It was very nice.
Look at you, Mrs. DeVere. Were you able to pay the bill?
No.
Daphne Drizzlepiss has many issues in life.
Daphne Drizzlepiss... is a media hog.
She wrote a while ago about her auntie's biscuit.
Oh, that's right. The cat licked her auntie's biscuit.
The cat did.
Her ginger snap.
A tip for difficult economic times.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yeah,
because,
we love it. We are in economic
times. The EU is suffering a little.
Oh, we're not, are we?
We're okay.
We're okay.
We've got parity. So.
So good to be Australian right now.
We can gloat. I have recently discovered that you can save money on salt.
How?
By eating chips whilst crying. Oh, Daphne, darling.
Darling, if you don't, that's the time to go on a diet.
Well, maybe I'll read the rest because it might not be her.
Oh, okay.
My housemate Kay thinks this would make the chips so soggy, but as they tend to sit underneath bain-marie for hours in the UK chippies... They tend to end up stuck to each other anyway.
Don't they refry them? Do they do a second fry?
I don't know. Do they do a second? You've been to London more often than I have.
For people that eat potatoes 24 hours a day, they should know how to cook them properly.
Well, it says, you try to pick up one of those and you end up picking up 20. Love, Daphne. So I think Daphne's had a few experiences with that.
So she's saying that when you eat the chip, if you cry, then the salt in your tears...
Yes.
Oh, it's very...
It's heart-rendering.
What's that Mexican movie about I eat chocolate and pomegranates, whatever?
Like Water for Chocolate.
Like Water for Chocolate, that's it.
Yes. Was that your attempt at trying to find out what the title was?
Well, didn't she make a chocolate cake and she cried in it?
I don't know, I didn't watch it.
It's like those kids that work at hamburger places. Different salty.
Let's not go there, shall we?
No, I never do. I can't do it. No, I didn't ask for aioli.
But, you know, I'm a bit concerned that Daphne's a bit upset.
I'm not.
Really? She's crying to save money.
People like Daphne Drizzlepiss do not cry.
Really?
They laugh in the face of adversity.
Really?
Yes. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
I've read that somewhere. Where have I read that? I've heard it somewhere.
Sounds like something that dreary. What's the chick that in the movie, the big mouth, big teeth?
Julia Roberts.
How did you know it was her?
The big mouth, big teeth gave it away.
Julia Roberts. You know, she went to Bali and fell in love.
Yes, but she did. You're talking about Eat, Pray, Love?
Yeah. I've got a homo helpline, a little one, a personal one.
Well, we've not helped her.
We can't help Daphne Drizzlepiss.
At all.
Daphne Drizzlepiss is beyond help.
It is the homo helpline.
It is homo helpline time.
You are on Joy and Benny's got his best vest on.
I put on my surgical gloves. I sort of snapped them on and gave them and I even did a little rub in alcohol, you know, those alcohol wipes.
And put lube on you.
I have a homo helpline.
Yes.
Since I've come back, everyone, all the geese in town, the rainbow.
The homos.
Everyone's asked me the same question.
What?
And I'm feeling angry, distressed.
Did I ask you?
I'm distraught.
Did I ask you that question?
I don't think you did because you're a polite latte.
Oh. So what have you been asked?
A lot of the gay have asked me, they're getting very personnel with information, and they're asking about the holiday, and they got the balance out, you know, they got the scales out, and they said, did you have a great time? I said, I had a wonderful time. And then the question leads on to, did you do anyone in Bali?
Well, doesn't that go with...
How dare you?
So that you didn't?
No. So how very dare you?
Really? You don't want to be asked that?
Yes. I wish I had a better answer. And it just makes me feel lousy for not having
tried
the local produce.
You went for something else.
But I couldn't.
But you went for
something. It just doesn't work because you can't do satay latte. You know,
those two don't go together.
They don't. Satay latte does not work.
Latte goes off in the heat.
And plus I had latte fartay. So I could.
Oh no.
And plus you don't want to do the hired help. People do. I don't. When people do the hired help,
you don't need to. You could have gone out to a night venue and found someone.
But
look,
no, but it's
can
not,
I just say something? You went there for another reason, didn't you?
Went there to laugh at the beige.
Not for that reason.
Oh my God. Those aeroplanes that fly in that direction are full of garbage. Can I just say? And coming back, the garbage has plaited hair. I just wanted to get a megaphone and just say to all the garbage with plaited hair, you're not getting on this flight with me. Just wait for the next one.
Did you have any luck with that?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I didn't think that the roots of the evil weed sort of went that far into gay culture.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Like, it's kind of like a standard question. You should be used to that by now.
When people say,
your pearls.
I'm clinching my pearls because like. Well, is that, I don't know, because when people say, I've been to Paris, I don't say, oh, did you root one of the Parisians?
Well, why wouldn't you?
I sort of want to know.
Did you go to Notre Dame?
Well, I know. I say, where did you go and eat? am I wrong?
Well, you just have a different take on things.
My brain is in my guts. What can I say? I mean, I think my brain should be elsewhere. Help. I need an excuse to get out of watching lesbians play cricket. I have a good friend and I'm driving my friend to Ballarat tomorrow to play cricket. But the last thing I want to do is watch sport all day. Especially lesbians playing the most boring game ever. I'm happy to drive her there, but... need an excuse to leave.
Oh, that's terrible.
And this does my heart proud. I am so
that can't be.
Happy to help a leso in need.
How do you know it's a leso?
Because she's got a leso friend that wants to play. She doesn't want to play she doesn't want to watch her.
But she didn't reveal her sex.
I can tell.
How?
It's got leso written all over it.
Really? From what word, pray tell?
Friend.
Okay.
188, member 188 with the mobile number finishes as 188. Can you write back and just let us know if Benny,
will that change things?
If Blarte's right or Flarte's right.
She's or he's going to Ballarat, taking them to Ballarat.
They when they get in a group.
Yeah, it's convoy.
it's a convoy. They love, oh, lesbos love a convoy. And it's a high pressure situation.
Why is it high pressure?
Oh, haven't you ever been out with a big group of lesbos?
No, why? Oh, Tell me.
Well,
what happens?
What happens?
I feel like I'm being taken into another world.
It is. Well, let me be David Attenborough. Well, the first thing to, well, there's a lot of pressure, like they love a drink.
Did you get to bring your six pack along?
Yeah. And
your UDL.
So it is difficult to have an excuse.
Right.
Because you can't just be a bystander. You've got to get involved.
You've got to be part of the team.
Yeah, you've got to be part of the team. Do you know what I mean?
Like, so this is why it's difficult for her. But see, I'm figuring if they're a good friend, can't you just say to her, I'm not really into cricket. I'll drive
you. You try saying that to a lesbo.
Oh, is that going
to
be hard?
We should ask Sue. We should get Sue in here.
Go on, get her. La, 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 la. Okay.
We've got a Homo helpline.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. A group of, what do you call a group of lesbians?
Avoidable.
What do you, like, because I was saying they're very, once you get into the.
The groove?
Yeah, once you get to the outer edge of the solar system, you get sucked.
If you would have said labia then, I was going to run.
You often get dragged in, and it's very hard to.
It's like an abyss, isn't it? The lesbian land.
It's very the gravity.
Because what happens is the gravitational pull brings in the flannelette, and the blundstones, and extra hair.
Do you know that very famous leso designer Coco?
I'm really in trouble.
Do you know that very famous lesbian designer Coco Flanelle?
I wear her well. She's quite expensive, isn't she?
We've just discovered that this listener has testiclay.
Testiclay. Yeah. Which you can like treat with cream.
Yes.
I think.
So what would be a good excuse not to watch the cricket?
I wouldn't give an excuse.
I would just say, look, I have my limits.
Okay. Oh, really? You think that'd be acceptable?
I think or there's a local op shop I want to visit. You know, a charity, a child
and
sort of foundation.
And that's kind of almost believable.
I think it is. Because anything's better than God knows
that. And
it's
in Ballarat.
Oh, Dulce, don't go.
It's like a triple chocolate muffin.
I'm not going there. You know, I would actually do far worse. I would actually, like, put something in my tyre to make it go flat so I can't go.
Oh, thank God you said tyre.
I'd do something far worse. I'm far more evil.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We love
it. But I would say no, don't go.
We like that.
Is that helpful?
That's helpful.
Oh, it's so great.
All right, now I'm going to get sued.
Some emergency lesbian advice. You're like a triage nurse.
Because it's a homo helpline. I'm just thinking it's a lesbian. What's an L word?
We often help the les.
No, but if there's a homo helpline, that's two H's. What's a lesbian link line? I can't think of something. Oh, I'm not going there.
I have a little message from Simo in East St Kilda. I
haven't heard from him in a while.
Dun, dun, dun. Simo in East St Kilda says, hello, lattes. Gosh, is it dishwashing night again? He washes his dishes on a Friday night.
Just at the end of the week?
He must have like a very cruddy, he's got a cruddy build-up.
Does he pile them up for the week?
He piles it up and gives his dishes a wash on a Friday evening. He says, nothing to report this end, but I'll keep you up to date if anything, something happens soon. Simo in East St Kilda. Now,
what's
likely
to happen in East St Kilda on a Friday night?
Depends what time he takes his dog out for a walk.
Oh, is that when it happens?
That's when it happens.
Right.
Well, you know how I'm Blarte and you're Flarte?
Yes.
And producer Paul's Pilate and the young Jason
is Gelate.
Gelate. Well, did you realise that Simo in East St Kilda is Slarte?
He's a Slarte,
He's a big Slarte. On Foxtel,
yeah,
on the channel called Lifestyle U,
right,
has begun the most incredible, like the most watchable thing on TV that I've seen in ages.
Okay, I doubt very much, but tell me.
You're going to love it. You're going to come to my house on a Thursday
night. That's the guy that went like that?
No, that's the interior designer. This guy, I think his name is Steve Ward. He's a psychologist, not a psychologist. He's like a...
You've spoken about him before.
Yes, and he did Tough Love. He did Tough Love Boot Camp for the girls.
Right.
But now he's done Tough Love Boot Camp for couples.
Right.
And I can't stop watching it.
Why?
Well, number one, he's so hot. And number two, the people are so pathetic that he tries to help. They're really bad. And I'm loving it.
So you're going to give me an example?
Well, it's a little bit hard. But just to think of – but you know what I – what it made me think was that would it be possible to do a tough love boot camp for the gay?
I think you could do it.
With your help?
Nah.
I would love – we could do like a boot camp for couples.
I know, but they would hate us by the end.
I love it. There's nothing nicer than being hated.
Do you reckon?
Well, it shows they care.
Do you think so?
Well, it's better than not. It's better than no emotion at all.
Oh, so you'd rather a rotten emotion rather than none at all.
Well, you know I love rot. But yeah, so they have like these beige couples that there's just no hope in hell that they're going to get together. Because at the end of it, they've either got to decide to get engaged or to split up.
Right. So I'm figuring there's a lot of splitting up.
Oh, well, this week they did. They had to play dirt. They had like a tank of slime on their back. They had to go in a ring and they had to fire slime at each other.
Right.
And when they fired the slime, they had to say, I hate it when you do this and blah, blah, you know, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
But the stuff that came out was like A-grade dirt.
Right.
You know, like, because some of them had affairs. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, gotcha.
It was great.
So you'd love
getting it's all about learning how to communicate with people.
Oh, apparently.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media, voiceovers and audio production.
www.bigmouthmedia.com.au
and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.